This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at Ammunition. And if you find it on the website, that means it's in stock. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
With the election of Donald Trump, there were a lot of people that were sitting around and saying, well, you know, that's not really my first choice. But this represented the first chance in a very long time to try to wrest the country out of the hands and from the infestation of the leftist ideology and this particularly tedious one-world government globalism thing that we seem to be involved in. Now, if the first 2 months of the Trump administration has taught us anything, it's that until leftists are completely eradicated, it doesn't matter a whole lot who sits in the White House. Leftists are all over the place. They're like termites, like locusts. They're in our education systems, our media, Hollywood, politics, churches, and the judiciary. On one hand, we see activist judges at every turn opposing Trump's honest attempts to protect Americans, and on the other, we see unhinged leftists and their uncontrollable fits of anger, showing us what happens when a pro-America, pro-God, pro-U.S. Constitution president threatens to unseat their gods of globalism and secular humanism. The leftists have gone bonkers, but very annoyingly, they seem to think that they are the normal ones. They see Russian bogeymen around every corner and the occasional Hitler reference thrown in for good measure. Apparently Ashley Judd, who I think is a lovely actress, not so much, you know, I don't really care too much about her political analyses because she seems a little unhinged herself. But she believes that Hitler's back, recently saying about Trump, I didn't know devils could be resurrected. But I feel Hitler in these streets, a mustache traded for a toupee. Nazis renamed the cabinet electoral conversion therapy. The new gas chamber shaming the gay out of America. I mean, that's pretty original, but no need to editorialize that. What's really crazy are the Nazi undertones coming from the left, as Anita Dittman, a born-again Jewish woman who survived the Holocaust, pointed out in an interview with the WorldNet Daily. She said, when they say Trump is another Hitler, they're crazy. If he was another Hitler, he'd be shooting people that riot, and they wouldn't have the freedom to riot. And, of course, many leftists are also Holocaust deniers, so sweet Ms. Dittman's personal experience with the real Hitler will have zero impact on those who deny the hell that she and millions like her experienced. Leftism is the antithesis of the biblical worldview and pretty much the opposite of how Americans across Main Street America think. The normals of Main Street America understand that globalism is liberty's archenemy because a borderless America can't protect traditions or religious beliefs or even the American culture. Main Street Americans watched former President Obama choose globalism over their safety when he ignored the rule of law concerning illegal immigration.
And now they notice the hypocrisy when the fake stream media, the leftist judges and the Democrats at large, incessantly rail on Trump, yet ignored Obama's lawlessness. So here we are now, and it's, it's actually figuratively 1 minute till midnight, and we are standing at the crossroads between put up or shut up. The America that I grew up with is at risk unless some patriotic Americans join the fight between evil and good and wrong and right. Taking it back won't be easy either. And let me explain to you one reason why taking it back won't be easy. This morning I got woke up 3:30 in the morning. I was real happy about that, let me tell you. Somebody started hitting me on Facebook. And this guy was, he was hitting me with all of these messages and memes and pasted articles and everything else about Bush and Obama and 9/11 and Trump was this and all this other stuff. And he's going on and on and on and on. And I'm looking at everything and I realized that this guy was concerned about a lot of stuff that had happened but wasn't happening. The other thing he was trying to do is he was trying to take over my entire Facebook page. Well, of course, I woke up and I got on the messenger with him and I started trying to engage him. And he was just on a rant. I know most of you are not of that military mindset. I get that. And you shouldn't be. It would be bad if you were. But understand this. This is going to take a little bit of work, well, a lot of work, and it's also going to take a focus on going forward. We can keep looking back, right? We can keep looking back at, you know, what Bush did. Bush expanded the intelligence gathering universe into, you know, it's gigantic now. All in the name of safety. We can keep looking at that. Of course, Bush hasn't been president for nearly 9 years now. Or we can look at what we can do now. We can start with children. You can micromanage what your kids are taught in school. Everyone can boycott news organizations that promote the fake news. Think of all the money you could bank if you're not going to the movies starring the Hollywood left trashing American values. And all the time you'd save not watching television shows that seek to shove every abhorrent leftist idea down your throat. Because darkness is out there calling us right now, and somebody's going to have to answer this. And if we're going to leave this country to those that are, you know, to my nearly 4-year-old granddaughter and my nearly 2-year-old granddaughter and your children and grandchildren and everything else, if we're going to leave this to them, shouldn't we at least try to leave it to them the way our parents left it to us? So remember this Welsh poet named Dylan Thomas. And when he wrote this, I'm pretty sure that he didn't have this in mind. He was probably just trying to put some prose together to sound good. And most everybody has ever heard this. I don't know if you know who actually wrote what I'm about to quote to you. But you have to understand that as we're going forward, yes, we have things we have to take care of. You know, we have our daily lives to take care of, our children, our jobs, everything else. But we got to pay attention to what's going on in government. We got to get behind this president. We got to keep Congress working and moving all the time. And we got to ignore the news. Do not be concerned with what the news says. When they get out there and say Congress is calling for this, most of the time it's a congressperson, not Congress. But here you go. Do not go gentle into that good night. Rage. Rage against the dying of the light. That's your mission. That should be your goal. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money. This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktot 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
you see it on the website, that means it is in stock. Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. Well, the Second Amendment advocates and the entirety of the suppressor industry trade groups are coming out, going after hearing protection claims made by Gabrielle Giffords' gun control group. That being Americans for Responsible Solutions. They slammed the Hearing Protection Act, a pending reform of regulations concerning legal firearm suppressors, contending that earplugs are better at preventing hearing damage compared to silencers. They keep calling them, these are not silencers. Silencer would indicate that it silences. It does not silence. It suppresses. They are suppressors. So, and therefore, all they do is they take the decibels down to a level that's consistent with, say, that of a jackhammer. So not exactly silence, is it? I mean, unless, you know, I'm sure there's some people in New York City that would tell you, well, I'd like to see some of those silent jackhammers. But they think that earplugs are better at preventing hearing damage compared to silencers, using their terminology. And that the National Firearms Act controlled devices are a danger to public safety. They are a cylindrical can with baffles in them. They, in and of themselves, do nothing that is dangerous. Now, the NRA has kicked off a two-pronged counteroffensive against the claims in both an article published Thursday through their first freedom media outlet. And with an alert through their Institute for Legislative Action on Friday. They cited a 2011 National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health paper published through the Centers for Disease Control that touted suppressor use in firearms training as the only potentially effective noise control method to reduce students' or instructors' noise exposure from gunfire, before expanding on the noise reduction rating of earplugs, pleading the case for the former. So to answer the question that's posed here, earplugs are not better than a suppressor. They may appear to offer similar amounts of noise reduction, but suppressors aren't susceptible to imperfect application like other hearing protectors. Earplugs, what they're referring to are these little foamy straw size, a little bit bigger than the straw, and you crush them and you roll them, then you stick them in your ear and they expand back out, and the ear canal is blocked. I don't like those. I like the electronic muffs that, you know, cancel the noise from the shot, but then at the same time you can hear everything better. Let's talk about the hearing when you're shooting thing, too. We'll do that in a second. Trade Organization for the Suppression Industry, the American Suppressor Association, which until today I did not know existed, also responded to this campaign with a different angle, contending that the best hearing protection is the one that you will actually use, holding that the vast majority of hunters and target shooters never wear earplugs or muffs. And that is true. When you're out there hunting, you're listening. You're not trying to shut off all sound. You don't intend to shut off all sound. This is, you know, this is an indicator of how desperate they are to have gun control of any type at any cost. Very, very indicative. And I don't know if, you know, suppressors become in common use. I may buy one for me, knocking $200 off the cost of one of the things and not having to wait on the paperwork to go through before I could actually take possession of this. That would go a long way to me thinking about it, but I mean, I would only probably get one. I might possibly get two. I might get one for a 9mm pistol and I might get one for the 5.56. And that's it. And then after that, I don't even know how often I'll use it. And I'm still going to use hearing protection with it. So, suppressors are more of a thing. Well, you know, I've never actually used one, so I don't know how much of a thing they actually are. I know a lot of people that swear by them, that love them. Chris Costa once told me that his go-to gun in the event of a break-in at his home was a Glock 19 with a suppressor on the end of it. So, they're coming out, they're wanting to, trying to suppress gun rights at every turn, and the organizations are coming back. This whole notion that the report of the gun is a gun safety issue is also bogus. Nobody cares if they can hear the gun going off. You can hear the gun going off just fine. When you're on the side where you're coming off the end of the barrel, you hear the crack. You hear the reverb. It's suppressed. It is not entirely dispensed with. Yeah, it's a good Iowa in the chat room. He's like saying, maybe we should take the mufflers off of cars and use earplugs instead of those too. I kind of like that. Yeah, that's us looking at the left saying, sure, we'll play your stupid game, but let's play it all the way. Good one, Iowa. I like it. But I don't know. I'm looking at all this stuff they're doing. I saw Dianne Fine Frankenstein out there questioning Gorsuch with regards to the Second Amendment. And she wants him to go with the Fourth Circuit's call coming out of Colby. And he went with Heller, and he said it does not matter what the Fourth Circuit thinks. And it doesn't matter what I think. Heller is the law. And I follow the law. Which, that's real hard to blame the guy for saying that. But they're all, you know, almost in a panic. At the idea of us not only being armed, but completely, you know, almost completely uninhibited from doing whatever we want to do. And the industry is ready to pounce on any of this at any given time. So it's going to be a quick turnaround. When we get back, we're going to talk about the stupidity of a family that thought they could say something to the police, and they're just going to say, oh, okay, well, we'll go with what you say, and don't worry about that guy pointing that gun at us. Seems perfectly sensible to me. That, when we get back, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood. Every month, we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter, courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Ukrainian family in Charlotte, North Carolina, believes that the shooting of a rifle-armed immigrant by local police officers there wasn't justified because his sister poorly attempted to communicate that the weapon couldn't fire. I tell police when, you know, every time that I've ever been stopped by them, I always tell them, no, I didn't do anything wrong. And they always say, oh, okay. A witness to the fatal shooting at a Ukrainian immigrant says she tried to tell a Charlotte Mecklenburg police officer that the rifle her brother held was missing a part and would not fire bullets. Olesya Tabaka yelled, "There is no part to the gun." The officer looked at her and then he fired. Tabaka told the observer that Iroslav Mosiak, 25, had his back turned toward the officer and did not appear to be threatening him with the gun. She said she and her family say that Mosiak was shot in the lower back about 14 seconds after an officer knocked on the door at their home in the 1000 block of Justice Avenue in North Charlotte. Tabaka said she called 911 after 1 p.m. on March the 8th because her brother was behaving erratically and looking for a gun that her boyfriend kept under a bed in a box. She said, I was hoping the police would sedate him and take him to the mental hospital, said she's a real estate agent who's lived in the United States for 10 years. They could even arrest him, anything but kill him. This account is emerging after the family and their attorney viewed police body camera footage of the encounter between Mosiak and Officer Brian Walsh. They viewed the video at police headquarters and say it reinforces their belief the shooting was unjustified. Well, not exactly. See, Irslav Mosiak brought a rifle into a confrontation with law enforcement officers. That is never a good smoking hot idea. Never, ever, ever. It was a bolt-action Remington 309 rifle. I'm thinking it's a 308 Winchester. And that will, you know, officers wear level 3A body armor because it's flexible and because it's not as heavy and it's not, you know, it's not weighing on them. They sit in cars and everything. 308 will go through both of those plates like butter. The family feels the shooting was unjustified because, A, they lost a loved one, and, B, don't have a clue what a justified use of force looks like under the law. And here's the problem. When the police are coming, let's play devil's advocate, shall we? I know of a drill that they run where they send somebody in, and this may be part of the FASTER program. I don't know. I have to find out. But dealing with an active shooter, okay, when police do arrive, the good guy has to know how to deal with this that is coming down his way from the police after he has probably dispatched the bad guy, because when the police come up, all they see is a person with a gun. Now, in a perfect world, what would happen is there would be constant communications going on. There would be communications going on in the schools or wherever. Police have it going on all the time, but the police know each other. So when you are coming into an interaction with the police, the last thing you want to do is make them feel threatened, because they don't have a whole lot of time to make a call as to whether or not that 308 bolt action is actually functional or not. So if you display a firearm or a replica of a firearm in the presence of officers, they have to treat that threat as a fully functioning weapon. If an officer is facing a rifle, which now we're getting into some serious gunfighting then, they're not going to take an unknown bystander's word for granted that a weapon is inoperative or claims that a suspect isn't armed when they often are. They have to personally verify with their own senses, and that's all they have to go on. That's all they can rely on. They can rely on each other, and they can rely on their own judgment. Alessia Tabaka's semi-articulate, there's no part to the gun, means nothing to a police officer responding to a man with a gun call. And it shouldn't mean anything to an officer responding to a man with a gun call. I'm trying to empathize with the family. I really am. You cannot expect the police to show up and be social workers. That's not what they do. Especially when there's a gun introduced. When there's no gun, well, maybe to a certain degree, yeah, they can be. But when Yaroslav Mosiak introduced a firearm to the scene, and if he made any move that either officer interpreted as a threat as to themselves or the public, they not only had the right, they had the responsibility to stop the threat. Now, police do not shoot to kill. They shoot to stop. Now, we talked not too long ago about the handgun rounds and their complete lack of deanimating property when it comes to hitting a bad guy and putting him down and keeping him down and keeping him deanimated, as John Farnham likes to say. These guys know this. Some of these guys have been in gunfights before, or they know people that have been in gunfights before, and they hear it firsthand, and they have to consider it. When they get a call for somebody going with a gun, you know, when they're in the car and they're like sitting there thinking, well, a cup of coffee would be nice, and all of a sudden they get a man with a gun call, they get to consider that all the way to that call as they head down the road. And they have no choice where you and I, as civilians, our duty is to keep everybody safe and to pull back. That's our duty. There may be some moral obligations that may come into it, like if I'm watching a bunch of bad guys run into a school, all right, do I want to take a pot shot or two at these guys and try to thin that herd? I might. I might try to engage them. I might decide, you know, I might just go full on, let's get sacrificial. I don't know. But my job is to retreat. My job is to get me and everybody that means something to me to safety. The police, the sheriffs, they have to run to the fight. They have to run to the shooting. They have to get between me and you and the bad guy. So, Ms. Mosiak, it is regrettable, but when you introduce a rifle to a police officer responding with a call, he's probably going to give you a couple of chances, and I mean, they're going to be split-second chances, and you better take them. You better take them quick. So, that was a justified use of force. Unfortunately. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
The good thing about Ammunition Depot is that, one, they maintain a constant 50 million rounds. So that means they always have something in all calibers. The other thing is they show you on the website exactly how many boxes or units they have of that package that you're looking at, and they literally have multiple sales going on all the time. Check them out, AmmunitionDepot.com. You should never forget that when you shoot someone, however necessarily and justifiably, you look an awful lot like a killer, and he looks an awful lot like a victim. And the stereotype can take hold quickly if you don't act to let the authorities, from the first responding officer to the designated lead investigator, know what happened. The old saying, you only get one chance to make a first impression, is absolutely true there. Musad Ayyub has developed a 5-point checklist of things that he feels a righteous shooter needs to establish as soon as possible in the aftermath. So, from Musad Ayyub's 5-point checklist, I bring this to you. Number one, establish the active dynamic. That is, let the authorities know immediately what happened here. If you have harmed someone in self-defense, always remember that the active dynamic is not what you did to him. It's what he was trying to do to you or another victim. The active dynamic is his action that forced your lawful response. It is not, I shot him. It's, this man tried to kill me, or this man attacked my wife. Whatever it was that led to your use of force. That makes it clear the guy on the ground doing a convincing imitation of a victim is in fact the criminal perpetrator. Makes it clear that you, the person with the smoking gun who just shot someone, are in fact the intended victim. If one or more of your attackers have left the scene, explain that now and give their description. It's going to be hard for people to see you as the innocent party if you fail to let police know that a violent criminal was at large. Number two, advise the police that you will sign a complaint. There are two roles open in this particular play, victim and perpetrator. As noted, appearances can create mistaken role reversal if things aren't immediately clarified. By making a statement to the police to the effect that I will sign the complaint immediately, You reinforce the fact that you're the victim complainant, the good guy or gal, and the person you're signing the complaint on is the bad guy who forced you to harm him in legitimate defense of self or others. Do not use the phrase, I will press charges. The reason is that legal terminology varies slightly jurisdiction to jurisdiction. While in many jurisdictions it is indeed the complainant who presses charges, there are some places where the local terminology is such that the prosecutor presses charges. So if you inadvertently find yourself in one of those places and say, I will press charges, it sounds to the police as if you, you know, you watch too many YouTube videos and you think you've been elected the chief prosecutor, you won't be off to a good start. I will sign a complaint is neutral and definitive. Number three, point out the evidence. Scene's going to be chaotic. Witnesses are going to be trampling the scene. So will paramedics and the police. There have been cases of the bad guy's gun being picked up by his accomplice or by a well-meaning neighbor who didn't want to leave it where a child could find it. Spent casings get kicked away from their original resting place or picked up in the treads of emergency personnel's boots or in the wheels of an ambulance gurney. And that alters the dimension of the shooting scene and makes it look like something it wasn't. So the sooner you point out the evidence to the first responding officers, the more likely it is to be secured. When you've done the right thing, evidence helps you. Number four, point out the witnesses. Witnesses worry about having to lose time from work to testify in court or being the target for vengeance by criminals. A lot of them don't want to get involved. Once they leave the scene unidentified, their testimony would have helped to prove your innocence. That goes with them. Point out the witnesses to the police at the first opportunity. Now, some have asked, what if the witness is a friend of the attacker and lies about what happened? He's going to do that anyway, so you haven't lost anything. However, your having pointed him out to the cops can be seen as an indication you believed in your own innocence, or you wouldn't have steered the police to him, and that cannot hurt. Number five, this is of paramount importance. Politely decline further questioning until you have consulted an attorney. Studies show that in the immediate aftermath of a life-threatening encounter, we may forget some things, get some details wrong. The questions, too, you will come at random as they occur to the officer, and you will answer them in the same order. And, you know, when you look at a cop's notes and his recollection of the discussion, that can create the false illusion that you're giving a narrative of events in the order in which they occurred, which is not the case because you're answering the orders in the order that you're being asked. When you do narrate events and the sequence of their occurrence, it creates a false perception that you've changed your story. So, very frightening things that happen are blocked in short-term memory by a subconscious that doesn't want to recall them. That happens often. When you mention something later that you didn't mention at the scene, it sounds made up. So you don't want to answer detailed questions as exact words spoken, distances, or time frames. None of us are human tape recorders, after all. The tunnel vision that affects well over half the people caught up in something like a gunfight creates the literal optical illusion that things and people appear closer and larger than they are. If your memory tells you that your attacker was 6 feet away when you shot him, but it turns out that he was 6 yards away, you sound like a liar. Tachypsychia is likewise very common, the sense of things going in slow motion. Seemed to you as if the fight took a whole minute, and you say so, but a security camera shows it actually took only 10 seconds, and now, once again, you look like a liar. The involved victim, who had to fight for his or her very survival, is the worst possible witness for measuring things in feet or inches or counting how many shots are fired. I wouldn't even try it. Experts recommend 24 to 48 hours between one of these critical incidents, as they are now euphemistically called in the emergency services, and when the participant is subjected to a detailed debriefing. The Force Science Institute recommends one full sleep cycle. And that's why Ayoub's recommendation, practical advice, not legal advice, is to establish the active dynamic, indicate that you'll sign the complaint, point out evidence and witnesses known to you, and then stop. Be polite. Do not raise your voice. You may want to answer subsequent questions with, "Officer, you'll have my full cooperation after I've spoken with counsel." This is why a membership to something like Second Call Defense is so important. Because second call defense, you know, when I'm looking at this checklist, there's a couple of things that he's not addressing. Because you're going to be going through a physiological nightmare. You may be going into shock. You're probably going to be vomiting. You may be crying. You're definitely going to have the shakes. If you're a smoker, you're going to smoke a pack real quick. And then the recommendation of one good sleep cycle is a great recommendation if you can sleep. That becomes the big, can you sleep? That becomes the big question. So those are good. That's very good advice. And I would add to it, to be a member of Second Call Defense, use those things, train, do all the stuff that I try to get, you know, I try to do, that I try to recommend it for people to do. And hope for the best. Really, that's really all we've got left. But I like that simply because it has a beginning and an end. Because it will seem like something that never ends. And you, by doing it this way, when you come to that point to where you say, I will answer any other questions you have after I talk to my counsel, that gives you a moment. That gives you a moment to sit back. We are going to head to hour number two. When we get back, we're going to talk about sanctuary cities. This is Lock and Load.
Of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.